Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mays. 425-1063 of the game and the Game Nashville app. We are live from the Haler Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios. I am on remote today, but D-Mays and Willie D are live out at Pete and Terry's Tavern at Bridgestone Arena because the Predators are in action tonight, hosting Ryan Johansson in his first trip back to Bridgestone Arena and the Colorado Avalanche. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage starting here at 6 o'clock on 102.5 and 106.3 the game. Joining us now is TD, Teron Davenport. TD, appreciate you as always. A rough one in Jacksonville yesterday, but looking a little bit more big picture. What do you make of Mike Vrabel's coaching job this season?
Yeah, it's really interesting how everything has carried out. And I think the fact that you're seeing breakdowns in different phases of the game, it's obviously he has a hand in it. But, you know, one thing that he always does is when they do well, he points it to the players, right? And so it's just you take the good with the bad. And what I mean by that is the players, they play a role in this also. And after last week's game, not this past one, but the previous one, I remember talking to DeAndre Hopkins a bit, and he said, you know, at some point we have to make plays, and we have to, you know, they could only put us in position to make a play so many times. We have to start executing. So, I mean, that's coming from the players themselves. You know, I asked Derrick Henry yesterday, what is it about Mike Vrabel that makes you feel he should remain the coach? And the thing that he said is, you know, we as players, we have to play better. So, I mean, that's coming from the guys out there on the field. Obviously, again, you know, there's some fault that you could point to Mike Vrabel for, you know, the 4th-and-1, you know, you're down 20-something points and you don't go for it, you know, and he explained that. But, that, you know, that's you could look at that decision and say, hey, you probably should have went for it. But then right. The thing that's crazy is if you do go for it and don't get it, it's like that was a moronic decision. So it just, you know, it's a catch-22. But, you know, the bottom line, it's not good enough.
Hindsight is 20/20, and I look at individual coaching decisions, and I'm with you that you probably could argue that you could have gone for it there. But also, that's not the reason why the Titans lost on Sunday. They lost yesterday against the Jags because it just simply were not good enough. They were out-coached, like Mike Vrabel said. You know, they were out-talented and simply outplayed. And when you're 3-14 in your last 17, going back to last season's 7-game losing streak, it does fall a little bit on everyone. It falls on Mike Vrabel. It falls on the coaching staff. It falls on the talent evaluation. It falls on the players. But of all of those things and any other factors that are now plaguing this Titans team, what do you think is the Titans' biggest problem right now?
I'd say execution. And good example, right, you have the Calvin Ridley 20-yard touchdown. You know, he was able to flow through the zone easily from one side to the other, the right to the left. And, you know, I don't know who was supposed to be back there because there was a route underneath and kind of two guys jumped that route and then three guys jumped the route up top. And Ridley was just scot-free, real easy pitch and catch. That's a good example of just like the poor execution. Or you could look at, you know, they're driving early in the game and you have the botch snap. You know, that's poor execution. So there's just – I think it's an execution thing. You look at the way things were happening against the blitzes with stunts and games up front coupled with it. It's execution. So, you know, and that's something that it could be attributed to, you know, both the coaches and the players. So that's the thing that I will point to. I don't know that it's an effort thing. I think it is, you know, it comes down to them doing the right thing.
We're talking with Teron Davenport discussing another Titans loss away from Adelphia Coliseum. Looking at this team, Adelphia Nissan Coliseum.
Back in your days.
Exactly. I'm going back. I mean, to the better days. No. Christian Folt didn't have a good day. He came into the game putting together two solid games. But for whatever reason, you know, he didn't play. He played one of his worst games last night. So much so that Vrabel chose to remove him from the lineup. Do you get any indication that Christian will be back in the lineup, or Vrabel's going with these young guys now?
I'm curious how that is going to play out. We know Christian Fulton's going to be a free agent. And, you know, at this point, I think it's best for both parties to have a split, just to be honest. You know, Chris is a press corner. He's got it. You got to let get up in the receiver's face. You know, you go back, you watch his Alabama film, you know, going against Ruggs and Judy and those guys. But to answer your question, I'm not sure, honestly. I could see if they did decide to move on. Do remember Sean Murphy Bunting is likely, he told us on Thursday, or Friday rather, that he thinks he'll be okay for this week. So that'll be a plus. But if you swap Murphy Bunting out for Christian Fulton, you're still stuck with Roger McCreary on the outside. And we saw that that's not really the best thing to do. And we know that Trey Avery had struggles earlier in the year. He played solid, you know, decent yesterday. So it's just one of those things where I think Fulton, just because of numbers, is going to continue to be out there.
Now, from a defensive standpoint, that defensive front, it seems like, yeah, they are making plays here and there, but for the most part, this defense is nowhere near the defense we assumed it was. And even, you know, last year they played at a level that was high from a run-stopping standpoint. Now, we always knew that the secondary was an Achilles heel for them, but we can go into a game and say, hey, listen, the defensive front is doing their job. Well, we can't say that anymore. They don't have anything to hang their hat on anymore. They can't say we can stop the run because they can't stop the run. Do you see some of these younger guys playing more on the defensive line now that they're at a point where, you know, the playoffs is pretty much out the window? Now you got to try to evaluate your staff, I mean your team moving into next season.
Yeah, Mike Vrabel mentioned T.K. McClendon as a guy who got some opportunities and played himself into more playing time. So you got him. I mean, they're continuing to kind of flip back and forth between Rashad Weaver and Travis Gibson. So you got that. Kyle Pecco is playing a lot also. So I think you're going to start seeing some more of those guys. But
will we see,
you know,
Murphy?
That's the one I want to see. Uh-huh. That's what I want to see because, I mean, look, I don't care what level. You've sacked the quarterback 20-plus times in a season. Like, you know how to get after him. And you saw him in the preseason. He had a solid preseason as well. So, I wouldn't be opposed to doing that. I mean, what do you got to lose? You know, it's not like college where if you play a guy too much, you can't redshirt him or anything like that. You have nothing to lose. I would definitely give him the opportunity just to see what you have. Because at this point, like I said, how much worse can it get?
Teron, one of the things that I look at is I think when you have the offensive line issues they're having, it's pretty obvious you're going to struggle. The defense is the one that I'm watching closely right now. In the last 2 weeks, it does look to me like, and this is not saying they're not trying by any stretch, but I think you know how it can be sometimes when there's a little bit of, I don't know what, there's kind of a belief that, hey, the offense isn't going to go out and light it up. If we get behind, this is not going well. How are we going to come? You start to lose your will. You start to lose a little bit of that urgency, that desperation. I see the defense getting to that point right now, and that concerns me a little bit. They're just not on the big plays, able to get to the quarterback, make a big disruptive play. It happens on occasion, but I worry about how the struggles of the offense are weighing on the defense, and that's not making excuses, but I see the defense is underachieving right now, and I think that's part of the reason why.
Yeah, I mean, it is a part of the reason. That's something I asked Jeffrey Simmons a couple weeks ago about, you know, do you feel like you have to hold a team to 0 points in order to win? Like, do you feel that the struggles on the offense trickling over to you guys? And he said, obviously, you know, on the field, that's not something that that you think about. Sometimes, like, as you're running onto the field, you're like, man, we can't let them get anything because, you know, it's points are hard to come by, you know. So it is something that they consider at points in the game, but not when they're actually on the field. But I think, you know, like, there was a series early in the third quarter, you know, the Titans went three and out, the offense did, and the defense had to get right back out there after getting a stop. And then you look at the time where they got the three and out and they forced the punt, and then, you know, the long snapper was able to poke it out of Eric Garrett's hands.
Right.
And they had to get back out there. Those types of things are deflating. And I remember actually in that series, Jeffrey Simmons got into the backfield and he almost made a tackle, but he didn't get there. And he just was on his knees afterwards and he shook his head and you saw him get up slowly and you could just see the, man, what the heck are we doing? You could see that going on in his brain, you know. So I don't think, you know, anybody's quitting or anything like that, but it is wearing on them, you know, being out there so much. They had 39 snaps on offense, 39.
39 you know, is not going to do it.
Yeah, that's tough, man. The defense is out there a lot.
So I think when you say the general statement, hey, you got to have your best effort on every play, that is a true statement. But when you weigh these, when you put these things on somebody, it weighs on you. It is hard as a group to just overcome that. And then what the next level still isn't there, TD, which I'm concerned about, is they're likely not to, you know, Sunday is a chance to sort of right the ship a little bit. You're playing a team 1-9 that you match up with. I'm hoping getting back home where you've played well, you get some positivity. But I'm concerned about the grind of the season. You got 7 more games. So if the will's being tested right now, what's that going to look like in another month when you get to December?
Yeah, well, that's the big thing. You know, fortunately, you have what could be viewed as a get-right game against a struggling Panthers team. So, you know, that'll give you an opportunity to add some positive. But it's just like what Mike Vrabel said, right? You know, right now, you know, before winning, they're looking for improvement. And so within that improvement, they're finding a small win. So, and he pointed to Jalen Duncan as a guy that they brought in, you know, in certain packages to get him some experience. And then he earned what will probably be a starting role this week with Chris Hubbard likely being out, you know, with the concussion if he's not available. And remember, it's 2 concussions in 3 weeks for Chris Hubbard, 3 or 4 weeks, you know. So that's an example. And again, he pointed to T.K. McClendon as another example. He mentioned Monty Rice as a guy that, you know, hey, his win was he played well on special teams and that led to more playing time on defense. So that's really what it's about, right? It's just like life, and that's what I love so much about football. The game is just like life, right, where, you know, you'll feel good one day and then another day something to happen to humble you, but you learn to just set goals and set those goals in like a ladder towards a bigger goal, and that's what this team is doing. Setting smaller goals with the bigger goal being just to win a daggone ball game. That's where they're at right now.
Teron, last one for me. I listened to Mike Vrabel in these press conferences. You've been in other places besides Nashville. When I look at other press conferences and other sports, I think he to his credit, he will sit there and take the questions for a long period of time. I think a lot of coaches say, okay, after a certain amount of time, I want you to get the media guy to say, throw in the towel, you know, say one more.
Mm-hmm.
But he will take the questions. But we're going around in circles, and it's sort of putting him to the test. His word choices, his answering the same question, people trying to ask, well, you said this over here, but what about this? That's not easy to do when things are not going well. I guess my question is, a lot of people are sort of asking, can you shake something up? Should you shake something up? He's very loyal, which I admire. But I think a lot of people are saying, if you shook up the coaching staff with a guy just to send a message, would that be helpful? And that's tough for him because I know he likes his guys in the foxhole with him. And if he believes in them, he doesn't want to just throw one to the wolves.
Yeah, and he definitely believes in them. And you saw the stance he took. You know, he was like, listen, man, I played in this league. I know you know what needs to be done, and I believe in the coaches, the players, but I believe in what we're coaching the players. That's what he said. So, you know, he's not going to put it directly on either the coaches or the players. I would be surprised if he fired anybody you know, in the next couple weeks or so. But, I mean, look, this Panthers game, though, they lose that one at home. I don't know, man.
That's another level. It's already reached another level with two duds in Florida where they're really not competitive. And then you could reach another level if you come back home and have the same kind of look against a 1-9 team. I do think that's danger zone.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's going to be interesting.
And I'm glad that you brought up that Panthers game, TD, because I've asked myself, because you're right, losing to the Carolina Panthers, who are the worst team in the NFL, would be a new low, and I feel like we're already at a new low. But do you think Titans fans care about winning games now?
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, shoot, I know they do. My ex or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, timeline after games says they do. I mean, these people, it's extreme. So I think so. And to your point about, you know, it getting pretty much as bad as it could get. You know, Derrick Henry last night, he said, I don't know what rock bottom feels like, but this right here is tough, you know. So even the players, like, they're feeling it. And, I think the fans, I mean, you probably have a select group that's like, hey, you know, draft pick. You know, that was the big thing last year, you know, down at that last game, you know. So there's going to be some, but I think for the majority of the fans, they want wins.
I don't blame either side of the fan base. One that wants wins, the other side that might want a better draft pick. The last one from me, TD, you asked Mike Vrabel a great question, a question that I think needed to be asked about the belief in him in the locker room. That does he feel like he still has a good grasp on the team and of the locker room? What prompted you to ask that question?
Well, I wanted to ask it yesterday, honestly, and I want to get where his mind is as far as, you know, how he looked at this team and where they are, right? And the main reason why I asked that is because I wanted my follow-up was the initial question I wanted to ask, was just like, you know, why do you think that you could keep this locker room in order in such a tough time? So, because I felt like that needs to be asked. You know, a lot of people are wondering if he's lost the team. I mean, that's something you hear and read every week after these losses.
It's not easy to do, to keep a locker room together when, again, you're 3-14 in the last 17. Culture might be easy when you're winning. Culture is really difficult when you're losing. TD, appreciate you as always. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy some time with your family and enjoy the game on Sunday.
All right, for sure. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody out there. Thank you.
Appreciate it, TD. Appreciate it. And I'm glad that TD asked that question because, you know, it's a tough one for Mike Vrabel to answer, but it's something that we've been asking ourselves. Has Mike Vrabel lost this locker room? And I don't think that, at least what Mike Vrabel said, it doesn't seem like he thinks that he has, but think times are tough. Times are tough. I wouldn't blame some players if they weren't completely bought into the message.
Yeah, I think players, you know, it's hard to quantify on whether he's lost the locker room or not, because, you know, there has to be something there for it. It has to be glaring for me to say, well, he's lost the locker room. But what I can tell you is this. There are guys within that locker room, leaders within that locker room, that are, you know, talking. Let's just say that. Because as a defense, it's just human nature. As a defense, if you feel you're going out there and doing everything you possibly can, and the offense can't even put up no more than 17 points, there comes a point where those defensive guys get frustrated. And they're not going to say anything to me. They're not going to say anything to you. They're not going to say anything to Teron. They're going to be talking amongst one another or to their family members that they're tired of this, tired of one side of the ball not holding, you know, not pulling their end of the bargain or not pulling their rope, you know, end of the rope. When you're losing, those things come up. I don't care how good you believe the locker room is. When you start to lose like this, it does affect you. You're still going to go out and do your job, and you're going to try to do it to the best of your ability. but it does affect you within that locker room. And you are having conversations with other guys in that building on that team about what's going on.
All right, let's continue the conversation coming up next and, of course, into your phones because today is a Titans Monday and it is your day. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Plus, I just brought it up with TD, his question to Mike Vrabel. Does he feel like he's lost the locker room? What Mike Vrabel had to say about that coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, we are brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.